What's going on, you Harlequin hog slayers? Welcome to...
Rhine Roast!
He had to think about it.
It's early in the morning, man.
With two Richards in my car for a change. Popster is still sticking pretty close to his arrival terminal, yep. Making sure that she's doing okay. So we just got a quick one for you here today. We're just driving around our old stomping ground. This is Ferndale, right?
Yeah, and we just crossed into Ferndale.
Ferndale is one of the few cities around here that I think actually kind of maintained its character a little bit. Royal Oak is like...
Well, Royal Oak's gone.
Royal Oak is gone.
That has gone full corporate. I refuse to participate in that culture. I'm not paying for $5 parking. It's just not worth it.
Yeah, I used to go there all the time for stuff like Dave's Comics. Yep. And you and I met at the Caribou right over there on 4th Street.
Yeah.
And now it's nothing but freaking... parking garages, high rises, and hoity-toity coffee places. That'll be $7, please, for your soyent.
Yeah, back when I was in grade school, I used to buy my fucking pocket knives and shit at stores.
Oh, heck yeah. Crane Optical right there is where I got my first pair of glasses when I was 10.
Yeah, I used to go to the weed shop when they sold all the accessories, and they also had weapons.
Oh, yeah.
And they were not, they were like, it didn't matter if you were 10 or 11.
That was like how they got around it.
I think they just didn't care.
It's like, well, yeah, wait, we don't have weed here. We have knives. There's no weed at all. Just don't check the back.
Well, they had, it's like, well, one was like wall of bongs. I mean, come on.
The wall of bongs. Kind of sounds like a sorority award chat.
Yeah.
I'm a whore.
D-Man Cawmaster is what he goes by here. Uh-huh. And the story is called My Story with a Big Girl.
Oh, here we go. The big girls of, like, the early 90s and of today are two different animals.
Yeah, the early 90s, they actually had to develop a good personality. Most of them had a great sense of humor. Uh-huh. And obviously an oral fixation that you could steer to your benefit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and curvy back then actually meant curved.
Yeah, curvy used to mean voluptuous.
Yes.
Now curvy means...
Well, it's...
Bowl of snot.
Now, curvy has been moved up to door size.
Yeah.
And,
oh, I'm curvy. No, lumpy is not curvy.
Roomy has become the entire room.
Are you calling me fat?
All right, are you ready for this? As a former hog slayer, are you ready to dive into this crevasse?
Or run.
Or run. Slippery when wet. At your cervix.
At your cervix.
You like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
Hello, Pop and Blake. My name is Baron. Love your work and all you guys do. I figured since you guys are in the business of telling men about the mistakes and horrible stuff you've experienced,
oh, here we go.
I figured I'd give you my tale of abuse by an ex-girlfriend. Okay. It has a perfect blend of stupidity, diaca thinking, and more.
Diaca thinking?
Oh, no. Dude's ever gotten into trouble listening to his penis talk to him. Don't remember, it's only got one eye and a hole in the head, and it happens to be the same thing. I'm pretty sure that doesn't really work.
My dick!
To give context, I was raised in a single mother household.
Oh, shocker!
Ding, ding, ding! What do we have for him, Johnny? By a great mom,
uh-huh,
who is now sadly dead, but who understandably couldn't give me the lessons I needed as a man. What have we been saying for the last 10, almost 11 years about women trying to raise men?
They suck at it?
A little bit.
That's why they call them felony factories.
I was a liberal Democrat from my earliest memory. Raised by a single mama who depends on Democrat handouts, I'm not shocked. After being bullied for years at school, I came to the conclusion at 12 that I would die alone.
Only people of a certain disposition are frightened of being left alone for the rest of their lives. At 26, we were of that disposition.
I prefer missionary disposition or cowgirl disposition.
Cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl disposition is how you wind up with a broken diaca.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want that, dude. Yeah. That's hard to explain in the emergency room.
In high school, I actually had plans to self-delete by jumping from the top of a tall staircase onto the concrete floor below. But thinking about my mom and how she needed me to take care of her stopped me. I had to be sent to a medical center where I'd be detained for multiple days. And what was that? Another statistic from single mother, you know, from felony factory homes. They have a much more prevalent rate of self-deletion.
Their self-deletion numbers are quite robust.
Yes. Self-deletion, addiction of all
prisoners,
kinds.
Prisoners, rapists.
Yep.
You name it.
But, you know, it's toxic masculinity that causes the rapay, not a lack of it.
I said, fuck you and your eyebrows.
After that, my mom did everything she could to help me, and I ended up going to group therapy where I ended up meeting the fat, raging, demonic biatcha that would become my girlfriend.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, this dude actually writes the joke for us here. You'll love this. She actually came on to me, and I, being the stupid diaca thinker at the time, thought, well, we met in a place for mentally unstable people, but she should be fine.
Oh, my God. One of my buddies met some chick in rehab, and then
oh, it'll be fine. What could go wrong?
Apparently, she got swelled up because she got stung one too many times by a penis. And now he's like 60, and he's got like an 8 or 9 year old child.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's nasty, bro.
Well, your dick thinking.
I know, right?
You need to stop doing that by 35, man.
I will say that I'm glad that you went to the group therapy thing, and I hope that you got something positive out of it before you got something HIV positive out of it.
It burns when I pee.
Yeah, don't go to rehab and try to pick up women. Don't go to the family reunion and try to pick up women.
I mean, what are you thinking? That is insane.
It doesn't go too well for you.
You know, to be honest, there's really no good place to pick up women in the Western world now. All worthless wretches.
I mean, you might be able to get away with it at church if they're on the younger side. But you go to church and these women are in their 30s and you haven't seen them there before. Mm-hmm. Somebody's looking to get saved and it's not by Jesus.
Oh, and they're trying to recycle their vagina.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They figure if they sprinkle enough holy water out of it, all the demons will come out as opposed to coming in it. Screen 5!
Damn, that was good.
To be truthful, a reason why I got with her was not just because she came on to me first, but because I had always been used to being the bigger man in my life, and she was bigger than me.
Oh, no.
This is such a chick thing to do. So I actually felt smaller going out with her. At the time, I had to be about 250 while she was rocking 3 bills.
What? So between both of you, you're the weight of a heifer.
Stay the bridesmaid, don't be the bride, okay? As somebody who has filmed over 700 weddings in about 18 years, if the bride is anything remotely resembling average body type, there's always one hog in the pig pen, and that is specifically to make her look better. Don't be that guy. At first, our relationship was okay. Some fights here and there, but it was normal stuff. We actually went slow in terms of physicality, where we didn't even kiss until a few weeks into the relationship.
Here we go.
Once the relationship became more physical, it went downhill from there.
That's typically how it goes, especially when they are not attracted to you.
Yeah.
They kind of put up with you, give you the cookie every once in a while to secure the bag. Mm-hmm. Then once they get the bag, women have like a severe problem with minimal maintenance. Yeah.
It really smells like fish in here.
This is how brazen modern 304s have become. They're not even waiting until mariage anymore.
The mirage? Yeah.
To start withholding, to see what they can, you know, get out of you, to see how they can change your behavior. Ugh. Yeah.
Yes, and we have too many simps out there who are literally, you know, jumping for the, the stinky fish, like, you know, seals.
Okay, well, you should not put a seat warmer on. But what we're not going to do is fry fish up in this motherfucker.
As soon as they start dishing it out physically, if they see you as a provider and not a, you know, desirable...
Chad.
This is what happens.
And then they put the seat warmer on, and you have to smell fish and tartar sauce.
Don't pass this light.
And it's becoming more and more common among the body positivity crowd.
Okay.
Because they go online, they get yas-lighted by their friends and frenemies.
Yas, queen, slay!
And then men who aren't getting any fill up their DMs trying to, thinking that this big girl is a sure thing. I could break me off a piece of this. Nobody wants her. No, yeah. Everybody thinks like you.
Yeah,
and all those dudes are messaging her.
Well, they also think because she's roomy, she'll be more loyal because she doesn't get a lot of it. Maybe that was true in the 90s, 80s, and beyond, but nowadays, no.
No.
No, they are all out of their goddamn mind, gentlemen.
There are twos running around out there fully believing in their massive guts that they are tens.
Correct. And listen, there's a reason why I refer to it as the swamp donkey effect. All the threes, fours, fives, and some of the sixes, you know, all like flood up to the top to try to get their hands on the eights, nines, and tens.
Oh, yeah.
So you have this huge human wave of gluttony and gelatinous fat and swamp donkeys all showing up at the same time.
Yep.
It is hilarious to watch, but terrifying to hear. Because you hear all of those hooves running and all of those udders slapping around. There's the stench of, you know, fat mold. It's disgusting. Just bad.
And when they're just a little on the chubby side, you know, the roomy side, men are not shallow.
No.
You know, Corn the Hub proves this beyond the shadow of a doubt. Rule 34 is, you know, it exists for a reason.
Now, there is a limit. I mean, some guys will overlook, you know, 10, 20, 30 pounds if...
Yeah,
if
it's she's like got really,
legitimate really. Cool points.
Exactly.
You know, and it's not bullshit.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all cool about. Points. But when you would stick a Caprisan straw up your ass and blow up like a goddamn balloon, you can fuck off. Because the first thing men are going to think when they see a woman, a large woman, no discipline and no self-respect, both of which will destroy your peace later on in life. So stay away from them.
That's good advice, Marty.
Dudes will, you know, they'll throw a bone to these chicks either because they have cool points or they just need a slump buster. And then what you do is you wind up overinflating the ego of somebody who's already massively overinflated physically and mentally.
Yes.
And then you wind up perpetuating the problem for all the dudes out there who used to be able to land women. You know, like 50 years ago, most people were married.
Yeah. 5.1 out of 1,000. That is some slim fucking pickings right there.
Very slim pickings.
Only in modern time can you get fat, slim pickings.
She was a bipolar wreck.
Bi-squared is bisexual and bipolar.
I have no idea.
Sounds to me like she might be bi-squared, to be honest.
It's very possible. But either way, you sign up to be with a bipolar chick, you're putting your life in someone else's hands.
Again, that destroys your peace later on because you will always be walking in eggshells around this woman. Mm-hmm. She'll run hot and cold. You'll get accused of all kinds of shit. She will make stuff up just to pick a fight with you.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
You know, like, what?
So what you're saying is...
Yeah, the put words in mouth fight.
Yeah.
I've had quite a few of those.
When they try to put words in your mouth, just put your dick in their mouth. Shut them up.
Or stick yourself through the door on your way out.
The all vowel opera hour is a man's true piece.
Get the hell out of there.
So what you're saying is...
I hope I don't catch a charge for this, but I just can't take the talking anymore.
I just can't do it, man.
There's just too much other N-word action going on.
She could go from a loving and caring person to a raging psycho in the matter of hours. When we'd meet up, she would make it a point to punch me below the belt and slap me. If I so much as balled my fists up, she'd degrade me by saying, "Are you seriously thinking about hitting a woman? What kind of man are you?"
I'm sorry. I would judo, you know, throw her right on the ground. You don't put up with that shit, gentlemen.
As soon as they hit you, open or closed hand, they have approached you like a man.
Correct.
And guess what? We're equal now. At the behest of these same women who want to go around slapping you thinking they're immune to repercussions.
They should receive repercussions.
There you go.
I'm not saying you go ahead and punch their face pan in.
No, no, no.
But you know what? A nice swift gut punch usually...
Just a nice lesson in physics.
Yes.
You're teaching. It's homeschool. Every reaction has an equal and opposite
reaction.
There you go.
And I'm 200 pounds and you're 120. Physics is not on your side.
No, no, it's really not.
To be fair.
We're not saying go around bonking women. We're not Islam.
No.
Okay. But if a woman approaches you like a man and hits you first,
you have the right to defend yourself.
You do have the right to defend yourself.
However,
just remember,
it's on you.
Just remember, Duluth model exists.
Mm-hmm. So.
That's part of that male privilege that we always hear about, right? Where you can defend yourself and still go to jail.
Make sure you get it on camera.
After being physically, mentally, and sexually abused for a while by this woman for the longest time, she did the best thing she could have done and dumped me after admitting she had been cheating on me.
That's really hard on a dude, especially like he sells his dignity, he tries to be the nice guy, he literally does everything he can to appease her and make her happy, and what happens?
Boom.
She gets stung by a penis.
It burns!
Once you simp too much and they automatically lose respect for you. They're on the penis shopping lookout, and as soon as they can replace you, they will.
Yep. And just remember, the next time you hear one of these ladies going around saying that the slut stewed thing is a double standard, remember, there are no fat, ugly studs.
No.
But there are plenty of fat, ugly slutstitutes.
And many of them are dropping dead.
Yeah, remember, this was a dude who weighed over 50 pounds less than this chick, and she got somebody else.
Yes.
She's over three bills. So that's the thing about the wind cells, whatever you want to call them. I'm trying to skirt the algorithm. Most of them can change their situation. You're not going to get taller, but you can get ripped. You can lose weight. You can work on building your own confidence. It's not over for you just because women don't want you now. Always play the long game.
Never ever
choose a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Correct. Oh my, couldn't have said it better, bro.
Granted, at the time, I was still a simp and had been dedicated to trying to make this toxic relationship work, or at least for us to go back to being the friends we were before dating. You can't do that.
Okay, hang on. That's literally a fool's errand to participate in that.
No. Now, can you be friends with a woman? Of course.
But there are
women that you've grown up with, and they just become like a sister to you. That's fine.
That's exceedingly rare for the most part.
Really? Really, really.
And are there instances where an FWB, friends with benefits relationship, actually works out and people are not, saucy when it's over? Sure. It's exceedingly rare, though.
Correct. Listen.
And if all you've ever been is a romantic interest to somebody, you can't go back to being friends because you never were.
You're goddamn right.
I've been hearing a lot of stories about guys who've been friend-zoned with these chicks for multiple years, and then one day they stop dick-thinking, or they wise up, they get red-pilled, and they literally are like, "Now we're done, we can't be friends." And then these women get all butthurt about it.
Oh, yeah. Right?
What the fuck you think is going
to
happen?
Well, they want a free meal once in a while.
That's right.
They want to be able to have some orbiters who can make them feel better when, Chad, Tyrone, Pookie, and Ray Ray decide to adjourn from the gangbang.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Listen, if you are in the friend zone, know this and make this a powerful mental image. You are literally carrying the pig trough on your back to feed these womalos.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Here's the worst part. You might come home and kiss the lips that sucked the dick that fucked her in the ass.
Or cream pie by proxy.
But can you, there's certain types of VD that you get from transferring anal matter to the vaginal matter. And then all of a sudden, you go to the doctor because you're having a situation, and they tell you to quit eating ass. And you're like, doctor,
I didn't do that.
But I don't eat ass. Well, and what's he going to say? Of course you don't.
Of course you don't.
That's disgusting!
You know, before we had, you know, birth control and all that other stuff, like, this was never as much of an issue because there were actually consequences for people, you know, playing around with their junk and sticking it in holes that they shouldn't be. Now, it's like a freaking Roman free-for-all. Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0.
Well, I have no idea what's happened, but, you know, it is out of control.
It is. Everybody's getting fucked, figuratively and literally.
I mean, back in the day, you actually had to, like, sit down and interact with women, play the game, be able to do the deal, to secure the deal. Now, literally, you're on Bumble, hey, let's hook up.
Yeah, okay.
And they show up, and no wonder, you know, sexually transmitted, you know, scunion is over rapidly flowing through our civilization.
No kidding.
Jesus.
And women used to have to be feminine to win that game.
Yeah, fit, feminine, friendly, fertile, and faithful. Now you get fat, feminist, and frumpy. Yep.
No! God, please, no! No!
Yeah, here's the sad part is, you and I know a large majority of these women are never going to awaken.
But it was the other women in their lives who pushed them down road and told them it was totally okay. And anybody who, you know, questions your behavior, or heaven forbid, you know, has an opinion about your behavior, well, they're just toxic. They're stuck in an outdated society of gender norms that we need to crush out because they're all part of an oppressive patriarchy. But, give me a break.
Yeah, but that's the difference between nice and kind.
Yeah.
A nice guy will say, no, you're fat. You need to lose weight. It's unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a kind person. A nice person, like, you go, queen. You're beauty at any size.
Yeah, sliding.
Yeah, listen. All right, that does not work. Reality is still reality, and even if you don't believe in it, it believes in you.
I was devastated at the time, but am so happy now, well, thank God. It took a while for me to gather my thoughts and to fully grasp the extent of my abuse. I had been so beaten into submission, I blamed myself for what happened to me. That's very typical. You get gaslit and told that the abuse is your fault, that I wouldn't be doing this, you know, I wouldn't have to do this if you would just be good to me. I wouldn't have to do this if you would just fall in line.
Yeah.
And because
that never works.
No, and because it's usually accompanied by pain, emotional or physical, you try to avoid it. And then in the end, you internalize all of that negativity, all of that narcissism that was thrown at you. Having a much better relationship after it, along with taking accountability for my stupid decisions, really helped me recover.
Accountability is the ultimate teacher.
It is.
And usually it comes with pain or discomfort.
Yes. The reason why you see all of these women in their 30s and 40s writing these articles or making these TikTok videos, bitching about their dating situations and wondering where all the good men are is because, one, they don't like good men.
So I broke up with my ex in November of last year, and I was so excited to go on dates. I was like, I cannot wait to find my person. I'm so excited. I start going on dates, and no one told me this shit was hot garbage. No one told me that I wasn't gonna feel anything. And then when I finally find a guy that I actually connect with, he doesn't like me back.
Nope. They had good men come along. They had good men probably get down on one knee at one point, and they shit on him and sent him packing.
So at this point, I'm starting to wonder, did I up by breaking up with my ex? I mean, he was great. We just broke up because I wasn't sure I wanted to get married to him.
If you, you know, have a penchant for picking up cheating, manipulative women, well, guess what? You're picking them. Stop doing it and understand why you do it. Most of the time, it'll have to do with the relationship that was a model for you growing up because that's your normal.
Yeah.
If you have a penchant for cheating, manipulative women, your mom or your dad, whoever withheld love from you the most, is probably a cheating, manipulative cocksucker. But you got to do what you got to do. Family may be family, but family's still made up of people, and people, by and large, kind of suck.
Well, you don't get to pick your family either. They just kind of get assigned to you in meat sack order.
Yep. You can pick your friends, and you can pick your nose. But you can't pick your friends' noses.
That's right.
You can't pick your family. Well, that's not entirely true. Friends are the family you pick for yourself.
Yeah.
I became RP'd a year after my mom's death. I'd been in the process of losing my Christian faith long before then, but that sealed it for me. From that, I began evaluating my beliefs and changed my mind on a lot of things. Now, I still hate Republicans as much as if not more than I did when I was a liberal Democrat, but I consider myself a centrist libertarian. That kind of falls in line with us, right?
Yeah, I guess. There are some things.
There are some things that I'm totally on board with that many conservatives are like, how can you possibly? But because I don't want the government involved in my life.
Yeah.
It's a pretty simple equation.
You, Summer, and the government.
I understand that losing people can make you question things, but you also need to understand that that's how shit happens when everything goes the way it's supposed to go, good or bad.
Yes.
Thank you guys for all you have done for so many men. The jokes you've made have really helped me when I have felt depressed. Have a great night.
All right. Well, I love it when we get these supporter letters. I mean, this is not a life saved,
no.
But it's still a life touched.
Yeah, and it's a life lesson that many people can stand to learn from, especially now with all of the social media cancer out there just inflating the egos of the modern 304. Stuff like this is only going to get worse because when you are told constantly, you're beautiful, beauty at any size, love is love, you shouldn't have to change, it's everyone else who's the problem. This is a human right, that's a human right. It breeds a culture of nothing but selfish, narcissistic entitlement. Hot damn.
How did we get here? This is just out of control.
I really think that, like, the internet, for as powerful a tool as it is, and as much as it has been responsible for waking up a lot of people by subjecting them to knowledge and information they wouldn't ordinarily have, It has also given the prototypical leftoid, the felony factory, you know, children, it's given them an opportunity to just shut everybody out they don't agree with. And then they form these little communities online, and then they just lie to each other to the point where they have no choice but to accept the lie as a truth because it's all they really wanted in the first place.
Yep.
And then that lie spreads. The media gets a hold of it because, of course, you know, Twitter's real life.
Right? Yeah.
Everything that people talk about on Twitter is totally real life.
Of course it is.
But I got to say, you got to have faith in something. If you have faith in nothing, what are you living for?
Yeah, that's a problem.
The reason that we are still here trying to save dudes' lives is because we still have faith that we can turn this shit around.
Correct. And you know what? I mean, comedy, for all of its ups and downs, it's one of the most effective tools out there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I say some shocking stuff, come up with some crass jokes.
No.
But you gotta understand when I'm doing that is I'm actually reaching into your thinking meat and flipping switches.
Yeah. Laughter is a great medicine, and it's the best way to break the ice and pull down somebody's ordinary defenses.
Yep.
Because if you just get up in front of somebody and start preaching at them, they're going to cross their arms, they're going to sit back.
And they're going to shut down.
And they're going to shut you out.
That's right.
But you get them laughing, they're going to relax, maybe even sit forward a little bit, take in what you're saying, and then they're going to think about it.
Yep.
You made my girlfriend think!
So you guys, hope you enjoy this content. Send us more stories. We love sharing these with you guys, because if there's one thing that these stories do, even if they're not the best written, is it shows you guys
You're not alone.
You're not alone, and your situation isn't unique. There are other dudes out there who not only have lived through it, but they understand and they came out on the other side. And in this community, y'all can talk to each other. And that's something that men have a hard time doing because from the time we're ejected into adulthood at 18, we're basically expendable.
Yes, we are.
So we got to help each other. No one else is going to fucking do it.
Nobody's running to the rescue for a dude.
Who's going to help us? The government? That's a laugh.
Yeah.
Got to help each other, dudes. So if you like this content, Linktree in the description, or I'll put a little QR code up on the screen there. You guys can support us if you choose to. If you decide to become a monthly supporter, Sunday live streams with the Popster, after parties after live streams, and a movie night once a month with the regiment. It's been a good time. We just did Violent Night.
I've been cutting back on the after parties because of my mother's situation. But once this thing stabilizes either way,
that's gonna
there'll
happen
be
again.
More of that. Yeah.
That will happen again. Life happens. Can't plan for everything.
Yeah.